Morning. How are you?
Just me?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. So, you can look at the stats and see what Harvin does for you guys, but now that you know this is official for the rest of the season, I mean, what's your initial reaction, and how do you get these other guys to kind of step up a little?
We've got to keep working. The last few weeks, we haven't had him, and Jarius Wright and Stephen Burton have stepped into that role, and they've really done a fine job for us. So we're going to keep working with those guys and looking to make do.
Did you, Leslie mentioned maybe some scheming things to help some of these guys get open. I know you have a quarterback, too, that has to throw them the ball, but the numbers are stark, their production compared to Harvin. I mean, do you have any question that these guys can do more?
No, we look forward to them doing more, and we look forward to doing a better job, as Leslie indicated, of putting them in position to be more productive, whether it's with personnel groups or formations or concepts where we can get more production.
And with Christian, how important is it to get an early plan and get him going? He mentioned getting into a rhythm, and it's probably just not just him, it's the whole offense. But how important is a good start, and how much time do you spend game planning that before a game?
Well, we spend considerable time trying to get off on the right foot, and we did in Green Bay on that second series. It may have been a 14-play drive, and Christian spread it around. He may have gone 5 for 5, and that is important to get off on the right foot and get some confidence and rhythm and be able to set some things up also for later in the game with some early successful plays.
With the disparity between your tight end and the receivers, is that anything other than maybe the quarterback making reads, or how would you account for that?
Well, I think it depends on the defensive scheme as well, who they want to take out of the game and who they want to allow them to have a chance to be effective against their specific defense, and also where we feel our strengths are too, both in pass protection and route concept.
With this, I guess this is an obvious question, but you've got probably the best running back in football. Do you guys feel like you've maximized the ability to help the passing game with such a good running game, or do you feel like there are ways that you can make that work to still?
Still, we're working on being more effective, both in the passing and the running game. We're blocking well. Adrian's running well. We're doing a good job with our pre-snap penalties from last year, really eliminating them. We want to keep making strides in the ball security department and not give the defense any gifts or commit unforced errors. And then when it is time to throw it, we definitely want to be effective and efficient.
Defense is working on third down stuff today. Do you do the same thing?
Yes, sir.
You do?
Okay. Sure do.
And I guess that wasn't – like I was watching the Bears game 2 weeks ago, and there was – after you guys had scored, you had a big third down where Ponder hit, I think, Simpson right in the numbers, and you dropped it. I mean, is that the kind of stuff that's killing you on third down? Is it errors or what?
I think it's a combination of a lot of factors. We probably need to coach better and play better. But we need to do better in those third downs. We don't intend to be in third downs very much because we want to be very effective on first and second down. That goes without saying. So all the downs, we're looking for, you know, more production, big improvement, starting with this week so we can play these last four games at a higher level. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.